Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I want to know, what are we going to be force-fed next? What's next? What's the next thing that we're going to be told, this is how you do it? And kind of sick of all this. So like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Dr. Amy, but let's get right into it. Well, let's start with a few things. First thing is the EV car situation. You know, the EV car thing was a great idea if you want to save energy and have an inexpensive car. The idea of a $25,000 car would be great. The only problem is that there are not $25,000 EV cars out there. And it's been proven to be very expensive. Not everybody can afford this. People finance this and have payments. I've had people send me payments that are, you know, $2,000 a month for their EV cars. It's insane. Now, people can afford this. Some people can spend that kind of money on a car payment, as, you know, ludicrous as that sounds. But here's the thing, a couple of stats. The Biden administration was going to build, you know, 75,000 charging stations. They have built eight charging stations in since, you know, January 2021. Well, you know what we didn't figure out was the regulations with what it would take to get people through, you know, the permitting process. You know, you understand this, guys. You just can't go out and build a building, especially here in California, and especially here at the beach. This is Crazyville, okay? You have all these different things that you have to, you know, contend with. Coastal Commission, environmental impact report. How is my house going to do this? Here in Laguna Beach, this is insane. If you build a room addition, you have to put up sticks and string and let people know what it's going to look like, so your neighbors can drive by and vote on if they don't like the height. Well, gosh, you know, Dan's room addition is going to block my view. I don't want that thing there, so I'm going to vote against it. And it destroys the possibility of you getting your house improved. Now, what if Gladys hates you up the street because you think she's a fat cow and all she does is cut you off and tell you that your dog barks too much? Do you know what I mean? Oh, damn, that's terrible. Things like that don't happen. It happens every day of the week. But these people, everybody controls your life, and you're supposed to, you know, go along with this. This EV car debacle, just wanted to walk down the street because the flowers are so beautiful. The EV car debacle is insane. Okay? People that have bought these cars, 46% of the people that have bought EV cars have said that on their next purchase, it'll be a combustion car. And what's the reason? It's not what you think. Some people like the environmental stuff. Some people like it, but it's the lack of charging stations. The lack of charging stations. And my friend was driving back to Vegas today, and she says, you know, what would I have done if I needed to charge my car, if I had a, you know, an electric car, because I needed gas, and she had the dogs in the car, and she stopped, and she goes, I was there less than 5 minutes. I put enough gas in the car to get back on the road, so I didn't have to talk to anybody. But I look over, and I wish she would have taken a picture, but there were lines of cars waiting to charge their cars. It's insane, guys. What's your time worth? Oh, no, I'm doing so much for the environment. No, it's ridiculous at this point. Now, here is the crazy thing, okay, with the EV cars. You know, China has all these EV cars out there, which I didn't know, you know, this. BYD is their big car company, and they want to sell here, but we can't do it because of all these rules with the Chinese and with how they would probably spy on us, like TikTok and things like that. But the crazy, crazy part of this was that there is a car company here, Polestar. And I had no idea that Polestar is a Volvo company. That's what we were told. No. The CCP owns 24% of that company. Okay, China. Okay, owns 24% of that company. And the funny thing about that is, with their 24% that they own, they're concerned about, you know, these people are going to listen to us. I would get in a Polestar car and I would just slam Xi Jinping. That's all I would do, is just tell him he likes farm animals and stuff like that. I would just say crazy, crazy stuff so it would go back there. So, you know, anyways, forget the CCP. But kids today said 76% of the young kids between 20 and 35 said that they would consider buying a Chinese car, and they would love a Chinese car. But it gets down to, when you break it down, it's not the Chinese stuff. And you hear the headline, and you go, oh my God, the kids want to buy a Chinese car. No, the kids want a cheap car. Tell me what the cheap starter car is right now. There is no such thing. And don't say Honda Accord for 38 grand. Don't say that, because there used to be $10,000, $15,000 little boxes that these kids would buy out of college, and they would be able to have a life and do that. So what is that now? You know what I mean? So there is no car like that. But we have been force-fed this whole thing with the EV cars, and it's not working. But I also believe that when they control electricity, which is what they want to do here in California, is they have rolling blackouts. But you don't think they're going to have rolling blackouts in your car? You don't think that they're going to say you can't drive and you can't park your car, and you have to park your car, you can't go out? I mean, this is crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy. So a lot more to cover. Let me know what you think about this. But would you buy a Chinese car? I wouldn't. Wouldn't buy it to save my life. But, patriotism and all that stuff here. Tell me the best American car company, because they're trying to, you know, Ford and GM, Stellantis is trying to, shove these cars down our throat. So their manufacturing is horrible. Their EV cars are horrible. I ask this question, and I ask any Ford dealerships, the Ford dealerships that were forced to pay $1 million, and you don't need to pay that. And now they're telling the Ford dealerships that they're not going to give them their money back. Yeah, we just charge that fee, and that's the way it is. How screwed are they? Okay. You pay $1 million and you don't get your money back to be a Ford certified EV car company. They waived that now, and now they're not giving them their money back. But what are we going to be force fed next? That's the question. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Amy. Dr. Amy is a board certified physician and natural nutritionist who has spent decades going out and trying to get people to eat better and to realize that things that we're putting in our bodies can actually be harmful when they're considered to be health foods. If you go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan, you can see Dr. Amy's video, and she can explain this to you. But think about this. We have things here in the United States that are considered health foods that are actually causing us harm, and in some countries are actually banned. You cannot get them because they're unsafe. But here, they call them health foods. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan, the number 3, and check it out today. But you can reverse, joint pain, belly fat, things that make us sluggish and unhealthy. So check it out today. Do this now and get yourself control of your weight, control of your health. But check out threeharmfulfoods.com/Dan. Use the link below. I always love meeting you guys when I go out and film. I met Bill and Donna, took pictures with them. Here's pictures. It was great. Such nice people. They're from Scottsdale. And, he's in the insurance industry. And he was saying, Dan, everything you've said is spot on. So I appreciate that. Plus, I want to remind you guys, we just had an email go out. Check your spam filter and make sure that you get to read the email, because I have a nice Father's Day message too. So take a look at that. Now the next thing is the Biden economy. What we're being force-fed is that everything is great. If we tell you it's great, it's got to be great. No, it doesn't work that way. People are getting laid off. People know people that are getting laid off. When I interviewed Bob Kudla this last week, he had a friend of his that got laid off making almost 400 grand a year. Where do you find those jobs? Seriously. Now, the guy's a highly skilled, executive for a big company, but where do you find another $400,000 a year job? You don't. You don't, you don't, you don't. I'm a fat old man in his late 50s. They're not going to hire me. Put my resume together, and they'd rather pay somebody, one fifth of what they would pay me, and bring them in. But the idea with the economy, the idea of the job numbers. The job numbers are a mess right now, guys. You know, every time they tell us how all these people are getting laid off, you know it's much worse than they're telling us. That's the truth. You know that you know, the unemployment numbers are much higher. You know that the inflationary numbers are much higher. And again, they may do some 25% basis point bump, you know, and cut in the interest rates, but it's going to do nothing, because what's happening right now is you're having more and more people, you know, not be able to sell their house right now. Houses are sitting on the market longer. And then the big lie is, oh, there's, you know, there's just no inventory. People want to sell their houses, guys. Go look at Zillow in Southern California, 927-05. Go look at 92780. You know, look at, just start 92781. You know, all that stuff. You know, go look at Zillow with different regular cities. Okay, Tustin, North Tustin, Placentia. You know, places like that, and all you see is all this stuff that's been sitting there on the market. And then my favorite is price reduction. But we're being told that inflation is no big deal. We're being told that the numbers, you know, for the economy are great, where you have all these people getting laid off time and again. People do not have extra money to purchase anything right now in their own lives. Just don't have any money to go out to dinner. And, you know, I'm blown away at the real estate problem, but I'm also blown away at the number of people right now. That a stat that I heard, do you know that 38% of the people out there have no mortgage? People in my age group that had enough common sense to pay their house off, so all they have to do is pay your taxes. And again, you never own your home. You never own your home. Try not paying your property taxes. Watch what happens. They'll sell your house. Try not paying your homeowner association fees, and they'll sell your house. So the point is that these people have zero mortgages, okay? Zero mortgages, 38.5%. Now, with that, you know, the rest of the people have all these low rates. 96%, they say, of the older mortgages are fixed rate mortgages. But the largest percentage of new loans right now are the adjustables. Hey, listen, Dan, go buy this house. Get it now, get yourself in, and refinance it. What if it just doesn't, the interest rates don't go down? And what if your job changes? What are you going to do? Seriously, what do you do during that time? Nobody wants to answer that, you know, but the job numbers, the inflationary numbers, you know, the fact that your income, okay, has not gone up over the last 20 years to keep up with inflation, to where you're making less money today than you did, you know, 15 years ago, percentage-wise. And I get a kick out of the people that talk about, yeah, Dan, all these people have their houses paid off. The largest percentage of houses paid off, Mississippi and West Virginia. Now, I'm not laughing at Mississippi and West Virginia, but as I started looking at houses that are $100,000, $150,000, yeah, they should have those houses paid off. Shouldn't carry a mortgage for $100,000. But these people go out and buy, trucks that cost $100,000. I know a guy that just bought a truck for $100,000 and asked him what drug he was on, you know, for that. But that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing this lie that everything is good, and we're being force-fed that the economy is great through the administration, which I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Are you sick of it? Do you think that this is ridiculous? Because you guys write me. And by the way, you guys have sent me such cool gifts in the last 2 weeks. I'm in pictures of my kids, Fenway Park memorials, all the stuff that you guys sent me is just the coolest stuff ever. And I really do appreciate it. But my kids, as they start their adulthood and they start trying to save money and earn money, I'd like to say that they're successful. But this is insane, because they're experiencing the real world with what things cost. Wow, Dad, rent in Boston is outrageous. Yeah, it is. You know, so they're living this, you know, I don't want to say the dream, but they're living reality right now. And but, you know, you're being told, you know, by the administration that everything's great and you have, you know, there's all this money and you're doing better than ever. And it's some people. There's a tremendous amount of very rich people that don't have a care in the world. We all know that. That's that. And then the rest of us are down here. Remember that. So let me know what you think about that so far. Just a quick video today, too. Got a lot of stuff to get done, a lot of people to meet. But anyways, let me know what you think. What are we going to be force-fed next? A few things to finish this. You know, Elon Musk bought Twitter in 2023. One thing that happened was, you know, it's an international company. And he gave severance packages to people around the globe. Bye, here's your money. Now, he is demanding in Australia that people give back the overpayments, because one thing that they did was, because of the conversion from American money to Australian money, you know, whatever that's called, dollars, yen, ruples, whatever you want to call your Australian money, there were huge overpayments made to these people. And now he's saying, you need to give us this money back. And some people got as much as $46,500 back, and he's threatening to sue them. And people are freaking out. You know, it's just terrible that he did this to these people. No, it's, they got overpaid. It would be no different. And because everybody hates this guy right now, they make it a big deal. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen with that. The Idaho farmers are in real trouble right now because the government is curtailing the water use. So Idaho potatoes, alfalfa, all the stuff they grow there is being cut back. You have farms that have water rights and they're cutting this back. So these people are not going to be able to grow things. And the curtailment is, you know, there's farms that have, you know, thousands of acres and they cannot grow things. It's just going to be a bare plot of land, and they're not going to get paid for it. Don't tell me that they're going to be given government subsidies. They're going to be able to do nothing but watch it be dry soil. So this is terrible, because whenever things like this happen, it's not today, it's 6 months from now, 12 months from now, that's when we're affected by the lack of crops and things like that. So bad thing right now. Tupperware going out of business. Tupperware is getting rid of its last remaining American plant and moving to Mexico. And 100 people are going to lose their jobs here in the States. And again, this has been hanging on forever. And when we were kids and your mom would go to the Tupperware parties, they were fun. She'd come back with gifts and she'd buy all the things to seal stuff up with. And it was fun. Okay. It was nice. But there's been so many knockoffs and so many other products that just couldn't compete. And the expense of their manufacturing here in the States made it impossible. So there's that. Mike Rowe, you know, the guy from Dirty Jobs, he's talking about this summer camp that I thought, when I first read it, I thought, it's just okay. And then as I started reading, I thought, this is kind of cool. He teamed up with Chick-fil-A, the restaurant chain, and they're going to have a summer camp for kids right now where they're going to go out and they're going to have 200 people that are going to have their camp for $35. And these 8 to 12 year olds are going to get to go in the back and see how Chick-fil-A is ran. Do all the, you know, so think about it. Spend a week working at the fast food joint. I think that that's kind of cool, especially when you're a kid. You get to see how food's made. So, hey, how are you? So, final story is they want to have a mileage tax here in California. And the mileage tax is insane because Dr. Michael sent me this, and I want you to think about this. The average family. Okay, forget that Dan drives a lot. Forget that. But the average family goes out and it's going to cost them $3,000 a year more to own your vehicle. In addition to your car payment, in addition to your expenses, maintenance, gas, insurance, everything that you have, it's going to cost you as much as $3,000 more to maintain your car here in California if that mileage tax goes through. And again, the bureaucratic fat cats that get their cars paid for, that don't pay registration, don't pay maintenance, don't pay anything on their vehicles, are going to tell you that you're going to have to pay this. So it's Looneyville, guys. It's absolutely insane. But again, it's really easy for somebody else to spend somebody else's money. Have you ever noticed that? So these politicians are just really good at it. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And you want to email me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. Plus, just had an email go out, guys. So check your spam filter. Okay, so just had that go out, and it was great. Nice little Father's Day message for everybody. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do, all the gifts, all the emails, everything. I'll see you soon.